Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, Shir number 137. That's Bais Panimi Shir for Men, Shir number 137. So we talked in the last Shir about the needs, sexual needs, both of the husband and of the wife, and to align with each other as best as possible. We do talk about this very much when we speak to the women as well. They should be aware and sensitive to it. We talked about, on the men's side, of course, how to handle the no's the right way. And we talked to the women how to go about saying it the right way when it needs to happen. And we're going to now discuss aspects that are very, very important pertaining to a wife's need for emotional and spiritual connection, that through that, the physical will become better. You see, sometimes people separate the two, you know, and this is an unhealthy approach where the more you're into the soul, the less you're into the body. And especially through the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, Bechol Derechecha Da'ehu. And there's a beautiful shot in the Keser Shem Tov that it says, Ro Medaberes Emel Echad, and from a Mishnah in Ksubis, that she's talking to the Echad, talking to somebody, and it means the yichud, whatever it is. But the Baal Shem Tov teaches, ro medaberes, when you're speaking ima echad with the one, even when you're in the street, no matter where you are. In other words, that you connect to Hashem always. So the spiritual increases the physical. You tend to her neshama too. You discuss and you're with each other. If you talk to each other about emuna in Hashem, oneness in Hashem, the concept of spreading light on the world, the concept of doing chesed, the things, her innermost beliefs, her innermost passion of in spiritual. And the truth is, the reason why it's so important to tap into the spirituality of each other as a couple, because that's really the panemius and the tachlis of what the Bria is. The Yichud Kutsh Baruch Hu Shchinte, the Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shir HaShirim, how they're connected to one another. Every Chasan and Kala, every husband and wife, every male and female, every Mashbi and Mekabel represents the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. And we represent it in our marriages. Marriage researchers found the correlation between one's spiritual journey and one's satisfaction in marriage. Doesn't mean you have to have the exact hashkafas. You could even differ in details of hashkafas. But you have a united front. You're both serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you work together, even with your differences. And women deep down want their men, want their husbands to connect to the deepest part of them, their spiritual part, the neshama. And when that happens, the body as well is connected, the physical and the spiritual together. You have a desire to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direction in your marriage, even for your sex life. We said this many, many times. There's nothing that is not under the umbrella of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way and in every aspect of life. And people who struggle with marital intimacy, whatever it may be, in the physical sense, you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with help. Sometimes you could daven together for it. That's a healthy thing too. A wife often desires to pursue HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve him together with her husband. Together. He's the third shutif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechinah Shreva there. Wife needs you to be her soul protector, a chibur of neshamas as well. To combine spiritually. Again, doesn't mean you have to have exact hashkafas, but in general, to build your marriage on the foundational commitment to pursue HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve Him the best you could, to share together all your fears, your anxieties, your joys, your dreams, and working towards each other, discussing it. Here are a few suggestions that you could do. If you ask your wife what she needs spiritually, what she needs beruchnias as well, what do you want, what can we do? Would you want to learn together? Sometimes davening together or davening for the same person. We're davening for our own children in a specific way. We're doing a chesed together for others. To be honest about some awkward feelings about one another. You know, very often husbands and wives deep down wish they talk openly more to to each other about spiritual matters, about things that are very important to them, and they would love to share this with each other. It's just they don't feel safe, or they feel they'll be misunderstood. And the key is really to connect and deepen this understanding towards one another, to understand the inner makeup of your wife, not just physically, emotionally as well, but spiritually as well, to daven for your wife. That's even better. I mean, it doesn't take place that you still have to give her flowers and whatever else that you give her and take care of her and provide for her. All of this is true, but you daven for her throughout the day. You daven for her struggles to work through it. You daven for her to help you meet her needs. Sometimes, like we said, you talk together and then you daven together. Davening together or at the same time to tell them together is a very strong bond that binds a couple together. To set a time to pray together or say the same certain Tehillim together with each other, davening for specific things. Encouraging your wife spiritually. Again, we have to be very careful. We talked about it when one or the other feels that the other one is slacking off in their spirituality, to be very sensitive, not to be judgmental. So when we talk about encouraging, we mean really encouraging in a real deep way. And to become a sounding board for each other this way, to focus on your wife's spiritual strengths, her koyach of her neshama, not just to look at flaws per se, not just looking for negativity or for things that are wrong, things that are right. Tap into her potential, see what she's good at, and her tunas anefesh and ruchnias, that's beautiful, and build on that. And again, a big aspect of the spirituality, aspect of the deep bond of connecting with one another, is to practice forgiveness. When you and your wife have an argument, when she was hurt or frustrated in some way, that can block intimacy, emotionally, physically, spiritually. If you sense that wall, you sense that distance, then take responsibility. If you are, you know you could have done better, ask Mechila. Ask Hashem to help you ask Mechila the right way. All of this is very, very important. Very, very important. And it's very strong to really focus on this as much as possible. So that's the spiritual aspect of it. The other one is the romantic. Again, the word romantic is a little complicated because the world uses it in such a negative way. So we will call it emotional warmth, perhaps. A healthy aspect of romance, so to speak, which is an emotional warmth and connection. And most women don't equate the emotional warmth with sex. That's a very important thing to know. The husbands say that the most romantic thing that their wives did for them is regarding sexual activity of connection. Sometimes it's the food that they provide, sometimes it's something else that they did together. Of the women, very few of them mention sexual directly as their understanding of what romance and emotional connectivity is. Most of them felt that the romance, quote unquote, and the emotional connectivity is the spending time together. The special phone call, the surprises, the even physical touch, but in a non-sexual way, the emotional connection of it, that's the bridge. That's the bridge to get to physicality. That's also the bridge to get to spirituality. So the emotional connection deepens it. Now, see, even when one's wife agrees to be sexual with her husband, but it's much, much stronger when she feels the emotional connection and the spiritual connection. That's a very, very important insight. So it's healthy. We talk about it very often. It is healthy to explore sexuality in a couple's life, the growth of intimacy. But one needs to realize that if you just focus just on the physical, it'll become an empty habit. It'll become dull over time. It'll become not connected with love, which is very, very sad. But with healthy emotional connection, the sexual is about giving, not merely taking. It's about having a unified whole, a wondrous connection with one another. You know, there's a famous doctor, Dr. Phil. He has a lot of wisdom, actually. You know, he's very popular. People either go nuts with him, you know, how great he is, and so, or sometimes they just bash him because he's just there, very popular, and anything that's popular is, you know, has an emptiness to it in many people's view. And I listen to him in various things on what he has to say. He does indeed have a lot of wisdom in what he says in many, many cases. And over here also. So we'll say the word healthy romance here. Not the way the world views it. You know, 94% of the people is, what is this romance? Giving flowers, holding hands, taking them for a night out. And but believe it or not, 2/3 of surveys, what is romance, what is emotional healthy connection, is the mundane chores. Taking out the trash, bathing the kids, doing the dishes out of love. Acts of love in that way. Why is that so important to many people? Why does that create an emotional and even physical connection, even a sexual connection, when you do these mundane chores for one another? Because you're really telling your spouse, I want your life to be better. And I'll make personal sacrifices to ensure that your life becomes better. And it's not about money. It's not about appearance. It's honesty. It's listening. It's the giving. It's the respect. It's the tenderness that comes together with it. It's the feeling of what you show for your wife in a real healthy way. That is the idea, is to take it and bring it into practice, bring it into action. Many men get intimidated with the word romance. And again, it's used the wrong way often, or even emotional connection. This mushy stuff is not for them. A lot of times the reason why men are intimidated by this is because they fear rejection. Maybe they ask their wives sometimes, let's reserve nights together. Maybe they did open themselves up and their wives didn't respond the way you wanted to respond. But you don't give up. You work on it. You work together on it. Very, very important. Don't let that fear overcome you. And we will talk about various things in couples and what holds them back from being emotionally connected or spiritually connected, and we'll Be'ez Hashem discuss this more, Be'ez Hashem, in the upcoming shiurim. But the idea of this shiur, what we're saying basically, is to be sensitive to your wife, and work on the spiritual connection, work on the emotional connection, on the healthy aspects of what we call romance, and even the mundane chasadim that you do are not mundane. It truly isn't. It really is special. It really creates the bond physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Bracha v'atzlacha.